Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Random Thoughts from A podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Chen, and today we're diving into a topic that's near and dear to my heart, our inner child. Hi Sarah, I'm excited to be here. For those who don't know me, my name is Emily Carter, and I specialize in childhood trauma and healing. Welcome Emily, I am so thrilled to have you here. So many people have heard the term inner child, but they aren't really sure what it means or how to connect with it. What exactly are we talking about when we say inner child? That's a great question, Sarah. Simply put, your inner child represents the part of you that retains the emotions, memories, and experiences of your childhood. It's not about being childish, but about acknowledging and nurturing the vulnerable, playful, and innocent aspects of yourself that may have been suppressed or wounded along the way. That makes perfect sense. So how do we even begin to connect with this inner child? I think a lot of us are so disconnected from that part of ourselves. Absolutely. The first step is awareness. Start paying attention to your reactions, especially when you feel triggered or overwhelmed. Ask yourself, does this feeling remind me of something from my childhood? Maybe a critical comment from your boss triggers feelings of inadequacy that stem from a parent who was never satisfied. That's really insightful. So it's about recognizing the roots of our emotional responses. Exactly. And once you identify those connections, you can start to offer your inner child the compassion and understanding it might have lacked. Imagine your younger self in that situation. What would you say to them? What would they need to hear? I love that idea. It's like reparenting yourself. Precisely. Another helpful exercise is to revisit activities you enjoyed as a child. Did you love painting, building with blocks, or singing silly songs? Make time for those things again. It can be incredibly healing to re-engage with those joyful activities. That sounds like fun. So it's not all serious emotional work. There's room for playfulness too. Oh, absolutely. Play is crucial for healing and reconnecting with your inner child. It allows you to access those feelings of joy, spontaneity, and freedom that may have been lost. Try not to put pressure on yourself. There is no right way to play. Just have fun. This is so helpful, Emily. What about those of us who had difficult childhoods? Connecting with that inner child might be really painful. That's a very valid point, Sarah. If you experienced trauma or abuse, connecting with your inner child might bring up difficult emotions. In those cases, it's essential to approach the process with gentleness and self-compassion. It is also important to seek the support of a therapist or counselor who can guide you through the healing process. That makes total sense. It's important to prioritize safety and support. What are some small, practical ways we can nurture our inner child on a daily basis? Simple things can make a big difference. Speak kindly to yourself. Practice self-care activities that nourish your body and mind. Set healthy boundaries and protect your energy. Allow yourself to feel your emotions without judgment. And remember, you deserve love and compassion just as much as anyone else. This has been so enlightening, Emily. Thank you for sharing your wisdom with us today. My pleasure, Sarah. It's been wonderful to be here. So everyone, I hope this conversation has inspired you to take some time to connect with your inner child. Remember, it's never too late to offer yourself the love and healing you deserve. Until next time, take care and be mindful.